By now, you're aware of the massive movement of refugees in and around Europe. I'm Ruth Kramer, and this is Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. It's easy to lose hope when you see the size of the refugee problem. But then, God, what happens next is nothing short of miraculous. Take what's going on in Germany, for example. They can't handle the massive influx of Middle East refugees, and they're cracking under the pressure. Logistical nightmares are reportedly pitting immigrants against locals, neo-Nazis against immigrants, and Muslims against Jews. As European leaders struggle to keep control, European churches are actually rejoicing.
This is an open door. These people in their home countries may not have been able to get this kind of access to the scriptures. We might not have been able to reach them there, but now they're here.
Helen Williams of World Missionary Press says they're sending thousands of scripture booklets to Hungary, Sweden, France, Finland, and Germany.
We also have a contact in Denmark that's looking to placing an order for 500,000 booklets in lots of languages for Europe.
WMP booklets are free, so they need your help to cover shipping.
Even if someone only sends $5, we appreciate all gifts.
Working together, we can meet a wide variety of needs. While World Missionary Press equips Christians with scripture booklets, Faith Comes By Hearing is sending in audio Bibles, because not all refugees can read, so having God's Word in audio in their heart language is invaluable. 50 Bible sticks in 10 languages are already on their way to a refugee center in Austria. Please pray that refugees who receive these materials get a chance to speak with believers about who Jesus Christ really is. You're listening to Mission Network News. Now put yourself in this scenario. Your town is smack dab in the middle of war between Ukraine and Russia. You've lost track of your family, and you're just 10 years old in an orphanage. Christmas? Who has time for that? Force for Christ's Chad LaForce says they're looking for host families in the United States to make time for that.
It's about 4 weeks in December over the Christmas holiday period where the children come over and they get absorbed into the family dynamic and all of the celebration of the holidays.
Not all of the kids are refugees, but
many of them have suffered loss. They've been moved around. They would love nothing more than to come to an atmosphere of love.
And here's why it matters.
Oftentimes, they have not been exposed to scripture. They've not been exposed to any witnessing about Christ. By and large, these are young people who, you know, are very uncertain about their own future. It's a desperate need for them to be put in an atmosphere where God can speak to them and touch them and show them his love through family.
Stay tuned for details on how to get started. Helping change lives is important, but sometimes it's also necessary just to step back and take a look at what you've accomplished. That's what Wycliffe Bible Translators did at its recent scripture celebration. Wycliffe President Bob Creason.
We do it twice a year, primarily for staff, to allow us just to step back and see what we've been a part of helping to produce. We celebrated 16 portions of scripture. Jesus now speaks these languages and represents about 13 million people that have access to God's word that didn't have it 6 months ago.
Creason asks that you consider praying for a specific people group that still lacks God's word. He also says you might be making more of a difference than you think.
My conviction is that those of us that are focused on this are helping to accelerate the return of Jesus Christ. Those things are out of our hands. But each one of these communities that receive God's word is all a part of his eternal plan.
And keep celebrating, because this Sunday is International Day of the Girl. But it's not quite the same celebration everywhere. In India, girls are seen as burdens and somewhat less valuable. Some are even named unwanted. But Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India made a list of everything that you need to know about the treatment of Indian girls so that you and your family can be praying for them in specific ways. Did something stand out to you in today's broadcast? Well, you can take action and make a difference by going to missionnews.org. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University. But with all the bad news you hear coming from the Middle East, it is easy to overlook God's work in these areas. But with your gift, I'll send you a copy of Brother Nathan's new book called Love Casts Out Fear. It's the story of a jihad survivor who shares his journey from revenge to redemption. Get your copy by calling us at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link provided at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.